Not everybody looks forward to Mondays, and I can understand that. We here at the Stu Peters Show see it differently. We miss you every weekend. Glad to be back. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. The 30th day already of January 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, a very sinister event took place last week in this country. A few weeks ago, Memphis resident Tyre Nichols died after being beaten by officers at that city's police department. We've watched the video. We're sure a lot of you have seen it as well. And a few things are pretty obvious here. Whatever Tyre Nichols did, the amount of force used against him was over the top. We aren't arguing that. But here's some important facts that you aren't going to hear on CNN or in the New York Times. First off, why did Memphis have a bunch of violent cops who came unglued and beat a man to death? Well, a big reason is affirmative action. For strictly political reasons, Memphis discriminates against white people and Asians and instead hires less qualified, less able black job applicants purely based on skin color. That's a fact. And in the past few years, standards have dropped even more. Until 2018, that department required applicants to have at least an associate's degree or 54 college credits. But in 2020, they dropped that requirement and soon hired two of the officers charged in Nichols' death. According to one of our sources, some of the officers involved in the beating even had links to the Vice Lords gang in Memphis. The single reason standards dropped so much is thanks to the Black Lives Matter movement. After George Floyd and Ferguson and so many other fake scandals, thousands of cops have decided to retire rather than stay on the job, being blamed for all of society's problems and risking life in prison if they confront a criminal, a violent one, or some drug addict dies of an OD while getting detained. Thanks to the lies of BLM, standards are falling and our police are getting worse, and they're deliberately choosing to go easier on enforcing laws. Why take the risk of making stops and searching people if there's no reward for doing it, and the possible downsides include life in prison? We can't blame them. Cops aren't stupid. Okay, revise that. The cops that we used to have aren't stupid. The ones that they're hiring to replace them in Memphis are. And it's not just Memphis, of course. Get this. In California, a new law will allow illegal aliens, possibly including literal cartel members, to become police officers and enforce the law on all of us. In California, and if the illegitimate Biden regime has its way on the whole country, these cartel cops will be enforcing strict gun laws and maybe even confiscations across all of America. So how does this end exactly? Well, we can grasp our future by looking at a country a couple thousand miles to our south, Brazil. Brazil used to have good gun laws. But in 2005, in the name of fighting crime, the communist president Lula implemented a strict gun control law which empowered police to confiscate guns from citizens who didn't have a good reason for owning one. And by the way, self-defense from Brazil's army of criminals and gangsters, of course, wasn't considered a good reason. So the communists rammed through the law, even though in a national referendum of a massive majority of Brazilians voting in favor of keeping guns legal. So the result, of course, wasn't a drop in crime. No, it was a growth in crime. By 2018, 19 of the world's 50 most murderous cities were in Brazil. When Bolsonaro took power, changing gun laws was a top priority. Brazilians finally regained the right to defend themselves with the same weapons criminals were already terrorizing them with. And so then, of course, crime fell. But now the radical left, by Marxist coup d'etat, have retaken control of Brazil, and you can bet that once again, disarming the public will be high on their agenda. That's how you usher in full totalitarianism. That's how you control masses of people. Disarm them. Julia Song was born in Brazil and participated in protests against that country's socialist and communist politicians. Today she lives in North Carolina and is fighting to make sure America doesn't fall into the same traps as her own country, and she joins us now. Julia, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So what precursors, what signs do you see here in America that match up to the hell that Brazilians went through after these guns were confiscated from citizens?
So I think the terminology that people use here is a polite society. That's what Brazil used to be. But then we had the media, we had the politicians, all of them demonizing the use of guns, and they went a little bit ahead of themselves, like you said, and they ran a referendum to sort of say, listen, it's not just us who are pushing it. The people do not want guns. They ran the referendum and they lost. And at that point, their only option was, it wasn't a popular idea like it isn't here. So their option was to legislate and regulate gun ownership to the point where it was no longer feasible for anyone to have weapons. So whenever sometimes I go online and it says countries that have that you have the ability to purchase weapons, and sometimes Brazil shows up. But the truth is, the process takes such a long time that it, by the time you're actually given your a permit, which, let's face it, if somebody is actually given their permit, it becomes national news because it's something so different. You'd have a better luck at winning the Powerball. So you'd have to go through several years of psychological, and of course, like what they're trying to do here with the red flag laws. Why can't you just undergo psychological evaluation? Why can't you just, and so you keep adding all these different layers, and by the time you're done, there's virtually no gun ownership left. So they did that. Another thing that they're very much against is private business ownership. They did that. They regulated private business ownership to the point where it was, people were not able to open their own businesses. So are you, theoretically, can you open a business? Yes. Can you keep it open? No. Theoretically, can you purchase weapons? Yes. Can you have weapons? No. So that's sort of like the difficulty that I have here whenever people keep talking about, oh, it's just a bump stock, it's just this, it's just that. That's exactly how it happened there. It was just one little step at a time to the point where very quickly nobody had access to weapons of self-defense anymore, but the criminals had them galore.
Yeah, look at Chicago, and for example.
I mean, fell prey to
you go to the south side of Chicago right now, and all of the criminals have extended magazines and AR-15 platform rifles. I mean, why can't we defend ourselves with those? When people say, well, why do you need so many rounds? Well, look at the people that are coming for us. You mentioned the bump stocks, also the platforms themselves, reducing the size of the magazine, making it revolvers only, it basically eliminating every form of weaponry that we have here to defend ourselves. It's a dangerous thing for us to have to be facing here in this country. So what do you recommend that people do in order to fight back against this?
I think that they should stop listening to these sweet talks that politicians have. Whenever it comes to gun control, there is only one answer, which is no. Anything that they push that involves gun control in any possible way, the answer is no. It's one of those issues where can you come over here and punch me across the face? No, I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to negotiate, right? It has to be one of those issues where the only possible answer is no. There's no, let's talk about common sense gun laws. No, because once you go down that road, there's nothing good. I mean, my hometown quickly became they had violence levels above war zones, active war zones. So think about it in terms of like who are suffering from this, heightened violence levels. It's the population, it's the unarmed population, it's, you and I kids who are going to school or parents or people who have absolutely no violent background. They're the ones being predated on, even though, in a war zone, you have soldiers fighting against soldiers. But in a situation like that, you have somebody who's a civilian who has absolutely no intention to harm anyone, who's now at the end of a barrel. So the absolute answer to all of it should be no.
Yeah, we don't go backwards. We don't give them even an inch. You don't give them an inch because it's, and you know what? It's not just Democrats or communists. It's not just the left or, liberals. No, equally, it's Republicans. People like, Eyepatch McCain, Crenshaw, will tell you that you have no reason to have an assault rifle. This guy allegedly served in our armed forces. He knows that there's no such thing as an assault rifle that's legally getting sold. Here, for example, something like this. This is not an assault rifle. Okay, this is a semi-automatic rifle, period. This is a 30-round magazine. The safety on the weapon is the person that's holding it. The person that's responsible for the rounds getting fired is the person that's holding it. There should be no negotiating with these people. They want to disarm you for a reason, and that's to usher in more totalitarianism, more communism, more control. That's what they want. They don't want the people to be able to defend themselves. The reason why the Second Amendment exists is so that you can defend yourself against a tyrannical government. I think there should be no question whether or not we have a tyrannical government. We see it every single day right in front of our face. Do you think that it's inevitable that they're going to physically come for our guns and use force if necessary?
Yes. Yes, I think so. But I think that at that point, way too many people would have fallen for the sweet talks already, so it would be easy. So I don't think that they're going to come. Like, whenever you think about it, and I've been telling people about this, it's not necessarily that they're going to come to all of our houses at the same time. If you look at this kid in Maryland, his name was Duncan. They broke into his house. I forget his last name. You can put it in the show, link it in the show. But basically the police heard that he may have a weapon in his house. So they broke into his house and killed him in the middle of the night. He was sleeping with his pregnant girlfriend. And so that's what they're going to do. They're going to come to our houses in the middle of the night, one by one. They're not going to announce it. They're going to do it very, and so by the time, you know, they're going to try to convince almost everyone to give it up. And then when there's a few people left who won't, then they're going to come and they're going to find reasons. If they don't have a reason, they're going to find one. The reason that they found for Duncan is that they thought they didn't like his online postings, and they didn't think that he had a juvenile record, he wasn't allowed to have guns, which is incorrect. So they have it, basically they can apologize, but that life is never going to come back, right? Our lives don't actually matter. The government can come and say, oops. But, you know, there's absolutely no reason as to why anyone should be falling for the narrative in the first place, because then once there's only a few of us left, they can do whatever it is that they want to us. If they don't have a reason, they will make one up. So I do think that they have absolutely no difficulty in, you know, breaking through my window, doing no warrant search, whatever. Oh, you commented something online that we thought was potentially, you know, dangerous to society, whatever, you posted. I mean, I do think that we're very close to that situation, and I hope that that doesn't happen, that people are smarter than to fall for that. And I think they are, because of the whatever you talk about McCain, eye patch McCain. I think that years ago, people would have perhaps fallen for that a little bit more easily, but now they're pushing back hard.
Yeah, they are.
So that gives me hope.
Yeah, I agree. And gun purchases are way, way up in this country ever since this fake plandemic rolled in. I mean, massive amounts of American gun purchases, which I am very optimistic about. Defend yourself when they come for you. You have inalienable, God-given, inherent rights here in this country. You should defend yourself when the criminals come for you. Defend yourselves legally as per your rights to the Constitution. By the way, permits, that is an infringement on your Second Amendment right. They slow walk all of this stuff. Now here in my home state of Minnesota, for example, you have to apply for a permit. They can take up to 30 days to give you your permit to conceal or carry a firearm. That is an infringement on your rights. Every single person who has not committed a violent crime against others, who is lawfully able to possess firearms, should be able to carry them. There should be no infringement on that at all whatsoever. And by the way, we as a platform, this show encourages everybody who can own a gun to own a gun and to question any law that says that you cannot own a gun and to stand up and go get yourself a gun and get yourself lots of ammo as well. Shotguns to protect yourself at home, rifles for long range situations, handguns to carry on yourself. Don't be a soft target. Defend yourself by any means necessary. Julia Song, thank you so much for your fight. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
A lot of Americans are turning to magnesium to combat added stress and anxiety and to prevent low mood and sleepless nights in an early grave, but a lot of Americans aren't really sure what magnesium supplement to get. Does it matter? Does it actually matter? Of course, because the majority of these magnesium supplements actually don't have the seven most critical types, like the full spectrum magnesium supplement from Magnesium Breakthrough. Also, they act as a laxative. So you're basically just crapping out everything that you're trying to put into your body to help yourself. Magnesium Breakthrough. Get to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. That full spectrum magnesium supplement has the seven most critical types and the appropriate amounts of magnesium to help you to combat that stress and anxiety, get the rest that you deserve, and have a long life. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. New year, new you. How many people say it? Today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. We have a very short window of time, but some very important breaking news to report. Dr. Simone Gold has been fired from America's frontline doctors. Earlier today, an Arizona judge issued a ruling saying the disgraced doctor is no longer on the board and that the legitimate board can terminate her employment. Dr. Kevin Jenkins chaired the oversight committee and is working hard to restore faith in that group. He joins us now for details on that ruling. Dr. Jenkins, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stu. I would love to be a doctor, but I'm not a doctor. I am a leader of a number of institutions in the medical freedom movement. But I got to tell you, Stu, this is a great moment for every person in America. We had our BLM movement and the medical freedom movement, and it's been resolved. Over the last couple of weeks, people were hearing all kinds of mixed messages that, you know, Simone Gold's case against America's frontline doctors was dismissed. And that was not true. As of last week, the judge just came back and said Simone Gold is not on the board of directors and has no authority over the America's frontline doctors, which is great news for every funder, great news for every mama bear, great news for everyone in this country, because it's important that people know we take our fight seriously and we will hold anybody and everybody responsible if they come to the table to disturb anything that we need to do as regards to protecting body sovereignty. So today is a great day. I think the board has its work cut out for them, but I have to say Joey Gilbert was vindicated today. He was vindicated because all of the lies that were thrown at him, the board was vindicated today, but we have a job still pending. The committee, the oversight committee that I'm a chair of, we're working on making sure this report gets out by the middle of February. And it's going to be a report that's talking about what happened, but how do we move forward? Because the whole focus today is how do we move forward? How do we take America's frontline doctors back to its true mission? And that's protecting life on the planet, protecting our health on the planet, making sure that we have the right doctors giving us the right information that will protect our body sovereignty and giving us the informed consent that we need to make critical decisions about our lives. So America today, all of us should be happy that the judge found it in his heart to seek the truth as opposed to seeking a lie. And Simone Gold needs to stand down, and Simone Gold needs to understand that what we're fighting is bigger than her and bigger than me. It's about doing God's work, and it's about protecting every family and every child in this country.
And moving on to accountability for those people who have grifted off of the backs of hardworking people who saw, hey, I just want to help people. And seemingly now the person responsible for that purse, in essence, funded their own rich, lavish lifestyles and that of their 20-some-odd years junior underwear model boyfriend, flying around the country, big mansions, $3.6 million thereabouts, cars, trips, Lululemon, whatever it was that she was buying. Accountability for her would be great. I think there should be a criminal investigation into this as well. Certainly that broke the trust of many Americans. And so that we can focus on pursuing the real criminals here who have unleashed these bioweapons on humanity and then hold them to account. Kevin Jenkins, sorry about the doctor mix-up. It's on the screen there too. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for your fight. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
And you have a great day.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company, you get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Well, this is one of the most horrific stories we've ever seen. A few months ago, two gay LGBTQ activists in the Atlanta area, William Zulock and Zachary Zulock, were arrested on charges of sexually abusing two boys that they adopted from, get this, a Christian special needs adoption center. That center was called All God's Children. This story ought to have been one of the biggest in the entire country. But no, instead, it was instantly shoved down the memory hole for obvious reasons. Because the perpetrators were gay male activists. That's a group that the press loves and protects and adores and supports. But now the details, it turns out, are far more horrifying than was ever reported before. Not only did the Zulocks abuse their sons, but they created homemade child pornography of them, which they then shared online. And in fact, the Zulocks used gay hookup apps and other social media to try to pimp these sons out to other gay men in what amounted to a pedophile ring. Disgusting. One reason the press won't cover this story in detail is obvious. It raises facts that the press doesn't want other people to notice. For example, almost all abuse cases are committed by men, not surprisingly. But about a third of this sexual abuse is homosexual, that is, men molesting young boys. Even in America, gay men are far less than one-third of the population. Far less. By most estimates, they're actually only 2 to 3%, in fact. Maybe a bit higher for our very, very gay younger generation. So overall, gay men are vastly more likely to commit sex abuse of children than straight men. But the press just lies. They say that just because a man molests a boy, he's not really a homosexual. Please. Nobody's fooled here. A few other thoughts on this. This is actual satanic activity, flagrantly, right in our faces. So it's no surprise at all that the press is covering it up. Only 27 of our 50 states have the death penalty. That means that 23 states, several of those are most highly populated urban and therefore violent states, have abolished the death penalty. How can any society call itself a just one if it doesn't immediately execute both of these perverts? There is no rehabilitating animals like this. They are a cancer on all of humanity. The only suitable way to cure this cancer is to immediately amputate it. They should have been executed months ago. The fact that these creeps haven't stood before a firing squad for what they did is an indictment of our entire crumbling civilization. But it seems the tide is beginning to turn on that front. Two congressmen, Andy Ogles of Tennessee and Mike Collins of Georgia, have called for the firing squad for the Zulocks. While Georgia still has the authority to use the death penalty, it's used far too infrequently. The last time Georgia used the death penalty was in 2020, but that option is only used about once a year on average. Georgia hasn't gotten a lot right lately. We hope they can get this one right. Mia Cathell broke this story for Town Hall, and she joins us now to discuss this. Mia, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate you sharing this story.
Yeah, I mean, this is being basically whitewashed from the mainstream press. Do you agree with our sentiments and why they're doing that?
I completely agree. It's a complete media blackout because these far-left LGBT activists are part of a protected class in America. We need to call out evil, however it manifests, wherever it lurks.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't the protected class be the innocent children?
Yes, we need to provide a voice for the voiceless, and the free press has worked against giving the voice for the children. They've worked to contribute to the silence.
We have covered, you know, trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking at the hands of CPS on this program quite a bit. These two boys were adopted from a Christian special needs adoption center. That says a whole lot about the evil that we're facing here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the name of it is All God's Children Incorporated. It included God's name in the title. And to think that this agency helped facilitate this abuse is just unconscionable.
So what should be done to the Zolaks? Do you agree they should be put to death?
Well, I've always been a bit of a fence sitter on capital punishment, but this case has definitely, you know, pushed me another way. And so to think that these men could have hurt these children, right now they're in pretrial detainment and jail conditions don't seem that bad for them.
And they should be. Absolutely. Instead, our January 6th protesters are sitting in a gulag being subjected to rape and torture of all different kinds, while these two men, if you want to call them that, these animals, these heathens, stole the innocence from two boys. Their lives will never, ever be the same again.
That's right. And so this is definitely an eye-opening case. It also sheds a light on how the state has failed these children. I explain in part three of my four-part investigative series how there were more than just warning signs. The one adoptive father was previously accused of raping a child, but he was still able to go on to adopt not one, but two children.
How do we fix this? I mean, what is the fix for all of this?
We definitely need more accountability, more transparency, and the state often uses these kind of juvenile cases to shroud it from the public. Of course, they're very sensitive issues, but we don't know where their children are. They're back in foster care. The cycle continues, and the state won't admit fault for placing these children in harm's way to begin with.
They should be held equally as accountable as the Zolaks. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree, but right now, you know, they gave me pretty blanket statements. No one's taking any kind of accountability, but we need to name names. We need to see who is overseeing the case, who signed off on this. If the 2011 child rape case was ever brought up over the course of the adoption, was it in paperwork? Was it brought up in a hearing? We need to know.
So let's just get down to brass tacks here. The Zolaks paid to adopt these children, correct? All God's children took money from these people who wanted to adopt these kids. Is that right?
From my understanding, yes, if it's a private child placing agency, which was licensed by the state.
And does All God's Children receive taxpayer money to subsidize their efforts?
It was a nonprofit, a domestic nonprofit. So I believe it held tax exempt status.
So
that's from my understanding.
This is the definition of trafficking then. I mean, when somebody accepts money to transfer the custody of a child, isn't that the very definition of trafficking? I mean, what All God's Children did here was child sex trafficking. They trafficked these two children for a profit to the Zolaks, who then used these children as their sex toys and pimped them out and made pornography to publish on the internet.
I would say yes, from the textbook definition of trafficking of a human person, especially since the prosecution was possibly proceeding forward under the child sex trafficking statute of Georgia's RICO Act. And it looks like the one adoptive father is now facing additional charges for trafficking of a minor for sexual servitude.
So why aren't the feds chaining the doors shut at All God's Children and arresting these people for participating in this?
I don't know. I even reached out to the DOJ office in the Northern District of Georgia. Of course, they said we declined to comment. If there is any kind of federal action, federal authorities can certainly help local law enforcement to nab as many as 12 other individuals out there that receive the child pornography of the sexual abuse who are still under investigation, but they're able to circulate this kind of filth.
Unbelievable. You have been doing an entire investigative report on this. Where can people find that, Mia?
I'm on Twitter at Mia Cathell, and I share all of my town hall reports, and I'll be closely following this case in Georgia as it plays out.
Well, we appreciate all of your efforts. These little ones, that's our whole goal here. We have to protect our most precious gifts from God. These innocent children's lives have been completely turned upside down, and now they're back in the foster care system, waiting to be trafficked to another abusive situation. The entire CPS adoption trafficking ring needs a complete rethink, a total overhaul. And in many cases, these children are taken from their biological parents where crimes have been reported, although be it no crime actually committed, no charges are ever brought forth, but these kids are not returned to their rightful biological parents because there is a profit here to be made. not only by the state, but by private institutions like All God's Children. And they should be held accountable for that. Mia Cathell, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. When these two are convicted of these horrific crimes against these innocent children, march them out in front of the entire world for all of humanity to see and put bullets in their brains. Put them down like the wild dogs that they are. That is the only acceptable punishment for these crimes. Huge crimes coming your way, financial crimes. The entire banking system, electronic banking system, is at great jeopardy. Resetting everybody's accounts to zero. That includes investment accounts, 401ks, IRAs, checking accounts, savings accounts. Protect yourself from that with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters when you call the good folks over at Gold Co., you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. $10,000 in free silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So by now, many of you will have seen a bombshell undercover video released last week by Project Veritas featuring Pfizer executive Jordan Walker, a director for research and development and strategic operations. Well, in that video, Walker claimed that Pfizer has considered intentionally mutating COVID via directed evolution to make it more potent so they can create more bioweapon injections, calling them vaccines for it. So there's a few key takeaways here. First, with the exception of maybe one or two shows on Fox News, no one in the mainstream media is willing to cover this massive bombshell. In the undercover video, Jordan Walker openly admits that directed evolution is the exact same thing as gain-of-function research. That's the controversial research that until 2016, when Barack Obama ended the ban on dangerous gain-of-function research, had been prohibited in the United States. Well, as this show has reported, Ralph Barrett got a waiver during that prohibition, and then with the help of EcoHealth Alliance and Tony Fauci, offshored the research to Wuhan, where Andrew Huff worked with a group of people that he now realizes were U.S. intel community members, or that he now admits that he realizes. So now it's confirmed on camera, Pfizer is conducting gain-of-function research in order to make more virulent strains of viruses so they can then come back and push a mandated cure. Now, in 2023, we learned that Pfizer is planning on doing more of what they helped to do in Wuhan in late 2019 and early 2020. And as Jordan Walker admits, they're absolutely working on hiding their scheme. In the same undercover video, Walker said that Pfizer has a revolving door with the federal government that makes sure that their vaccines will get approved no matter how dangerous they are for the public. You understand what that means? It's already Project Veritas's most viewed video of all time, but the mainstream press has systematically blacked it out. Well, here on the Stu Peters Show, we exclusively broke a connected story to this very same virus vaccine sales scheme back in 2021. As news began to trickle out about what exactly was in these shots, emails were leaked showing that Pfizer executives colluded to deceive the public and hide the contents of Pfizer's COVID shots. And similar to Veritas's undercover video, the mainstream media has colluded to black that out. Melissa McAtee is a whistleblower who worked at Pfizer as a quality inspector. In 2021, she went public here on this program with her claim that toxins and aborted fetus cells were contained in the vaccine vials. She bravely joined us over a year ago to discuss the Pfizer COVID vaccine ingredient cover-up, and she joins us again here today. Melissa, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back on again.
So this is an open admission on film of seemingly criminal activity, Pfizer admitting to killing people for a profit.
Yeah, to me, obviously, I'm well aware of their how they change words and they do this word limbo all around things to confuse people of an average citizen maybe wouldn't understand. And so it doesn't surprise me at all.
How have they done this in the past? And where's the accountability for these actions now? How has the press covered up Veritas's most viral video of all time?
That I'm not sure. I can't imagine how real journalists wouldn't want to jump on the story. People who actually want to get the truth out there and not the narrative, you would think would scoop this up and air it immediately, if not even reaching out to Jordan Walker himself. But they're not. And I think it's just because, remember, they're all bought and paid for. Pfizer is their biggest donor to their platform. And so they don't want to lose that money, most likely, is why they're not reporting it.
Do you think that there's anything that we should question about this video, or do you deem this Jordan video to be authentic and that was really him, you know, making this admission, thinking that he was talking to somebody other than Veritas?
I think he definitely was bragging, and he was on a date. He was probably trying to sound big and important, but it's important to remember that Project Veritas has said that the person who recorded this and went on this date worked at Pfizer as well. So this person was very comfortable speaking on these things with someone who they probably worked with,
or bragging. At least. Yeah. I mean, that's the word that you used, and we agree. I mean, this is bragging about ginning up and manufacturing a more deadly strain of, you know, bio warfare against global citizens, so that they could unleash bioweapons in the form of injectables to citizens around the world as well. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I used to think maybe there's not a so sinister aspect to Pfizer, that maybe they're just ignorant. But the more this has gone on, and it's been, what, almost a year and a half since my whistleblow, and they've never tried to talk to me. They've never tried to say, hey, we are very concerned about this. I wish you would have, you know, come to us with a little bit harder. They didn't. They were like, oh, she's told her secrets, you know, just ignore her, she'll go away. I do kind of think, because they had a release statement where they said, we do not perform gain of function research, but then they directly go on to say that they're engineering the spike protein of variants of concern. So to me, if that's not gain of function, then I guess it needs to be redefined again for them, I suppose, so that the common people like me can understand, because it sounds a lot like they're still doing gain of function. And they try to wave it off as, oh, we have a biosafety level 3 lab that this is being performed in, but Wuhan was a level 4, and we know that that couldn't contain COVID, so.
No, it's where they manufactured COVID, actually. SARS-CoV-2, respiratory virus, contagious virus, none of that was true. We now know that this was aerosolized, it was put in the things that we consume, the things that we eat, the things that we drink, and that this was never about a virus or, you know, an unintended lab leak or a bat having sex with a pangolin or a German hedgehog or any of that. No, this was over 25 genetic sequences put together in the form of biowarfare and intentionally released on humanity so that they could push these shots. Now Pfizer owns the intellectual property that the DOD had in a contract with them, trying to escape accountability from this. There's no way that they can do that. I mean, there's no law that protects in any state of this country or the federal government on the books that protects a corporation or an individual from unleashing weapons of mass destruction, biowarfare weapons on innocent people. Directed evolution is now a new term that you see coming out here. This is gain of function research. Don't let them gaslight you. Is that right?
Yeah, they just hope that the common person won't research what they're saying, because they try to use a little bit more advanced wording so that someone will just read that first paragraph. They are not doing gain of function research or directed evolution. And that's what all of the people who are still asleep are going to latch on to and say, look, no, they said they can't lie. So therefore, you know, that's just the logic of the average citizen who has good hopes for human, who has good hopes for big pharma.
What's the biggest takeaway from this Veritas video for you?
That I'm really glad that somebody released how they talk up there, because some people I've seen say, oh, someone with this degree of education and such an important job surely isn't like this. I can assure you that just because they're high levels does not mean that they're mature, level-headed people. When I worked there, that was definitely not the case. It was like working in a high school. So I'm glad that that has shown that these aren't perfect people. You don't need a college degree to work there. He happened to have one at the higher levels. But for example, you can have a degree in art and be a manager out there. Okay. So it's not like these people are all just these mature, high executive people that are just prim and proper and talk. No, they're not. And I also like that they showed how they edit their verbiage with directed evolution compared to gain of function. When I release the emails, they say immortal cell lines compared to aborted fetal cell lines, because immortal cell line sounds a little bit better to them, or how they want to say that it was used in development, which is like developing the vaccine compared to production or manufacturing. So that when religious people would come to them, say, hey, did your vaccine contain aborted fetal cell lines in its development? They can say aborted fetal cell lines were not used in our production or manufacturing, which is, again, not what you're asking. And that's just what they've been doing and they continue to do. And I hope people just keep waking up that, can we even trust any statement they release, even if they say in simple terms, can we even trust them? I don't think so.
Yeah. And, you know, you use words like, well, they're not mature necessarily in order to be high level executives there. Let's make no mistake about it. What these are is these people are evil. They are evil. They are sociopaths. They are psychopaths. They know what they're doing. They laugh about what they're doing. They brag about what they're doing. They're mocking the public as an unprecedented record smashing number of people are dying. There's no threshold for death. They continue to pump these things out. They're on their sixth booster shot or whatever it is now. They want people to get these all the way down to age zero. They want them to get them, you know, while they're still in the womb. Our babies are dying. There are OBs out here saying that they have never seen such a large amount of stillbirths ever. Dr. James Thorpe, in a 43-year career, has never seen more in his entire life. The only thing that they can be attributed to is this weapon of biowarfare that was established by Pfizer. There's a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit right now from Moderna against Pfizer. Pfizer has countersued and told them to F off. These are the most egotistical, narcissistic, evil, nasty, vile people that walk the face of the planet. Now they're caught on tape. I've got some more verbiage for them, by the way. You say that they switch up their verbiage, you know, immortal instead of murdered child, murdered baby inside of our vials. They use things like directed evolution instead of gain of function. I've got a term for them. How about Nuremberg? It's time that we start talking about accountability over here. Absolutely. And I know that there's going to be a large gathering at Nuremberg. It's going to be very exciting. People hanging around, you know, and the only activity that'll be allowed on that playground for recess is swinging. And believe me, that's going to happen. We're going to be talking to several people here who are absolutely interested at the law enforcement level of indicting these people and trying these people. When they're convicted, these people should fry. We appreciate your bravery and for always speaking out and for bringing these emails. Back in the day when people were questioning your authenticity, I guess now they have no more questions to ask. Melissa McAtee, you are a genuine hero. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Well, it's obvious that having a strong immune system is going to be something that we're going to need to fend off all of these man-made weapons of biowarfare that they intend on releasing. And it's not hyperbolic. That's not an overstatement. They are now admitting that right in the wide open on film, as aired in that Veritas video. Well, CBD can help you with a strong immune system. It can also help you with stress and anxiety. It can help other ailments like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches. If you have a kid with ADHD, rather than running to the pill pushers, you know, the poison doctors, the fake doctor poison pushers, you could try CBD all natural from God's earth as created. How about Parkinson's disease? You know, somebody that's treating themselves with CBD. If they're not, maybe they should be. A lot of people reporting positive results after using CBD. I get my CBD from Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. It is a family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you as a Stu Crew member will get 20% off if you use the promo code STU when you go to curable.com. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU when you go to curable.com. We'll be right back. All right, men, it's just a fact. As you get older, it's harder to build muscle, and many guys start to feel the effects of low T. V-Shred and Sculpt Nation, two of the biggest fitness brands in the industry, have been helping guys in their 30s, 40s, even in their 60s get their vitality and energy back with Test Boost Max. I take it, I work out, I love it, I feel the effects. It's designed to optimize the male hormones that support more muscle gains, faster fat loss, a better mood, and optimal recovery. Go to vshred.com/stu. Again, vshred.com/stu. So there's a line from the very first Star Wars movie where Princess Leia is speaking to one of the film's villains. Quote, "The more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers." It's an idea that goes well beyond science fiction movies. When tyrants abuse their power, they only create a backlash to it. America's COVID dictators have fought desperately to force COVID shots onto teens and then preteens and then toddlers and finally newborns. But in that frenzy to push shots everywhere, they've managed to sour people on all vaccines after the release of their bioweapon injections, falsely referred to as vaccines for COVID-19. According to the CDC, there's been a 10% drop in usage of the federal government's Vaccines for Children program. Parents are saying no to shots in never-before-seen numbers. They simply just don't believe the regime's efforts at narrative control anymore. On this program, we understandably put a lot of focus on the COVID shots that have caused so much harm to so many people, but we're interested in all vaccine injury stories on this program, and we bring one of those stories to you today. Matt Hachinsky's daughter, Megan, was 6 months old when she received her DTaP vaccine. That's the triple vax covering diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, or whooping cough. 2 weeks later, Matt received a call from Megan's babysitter saying that Megan was in the ER because she had a seizure and had stopped breathing. Well, after EEGs and a CT scan and more, doctors couldn't find anything amiss. But then Megan started seizing again that night. Eventually, doctors were so desperate that they put Megan into a coma and ran an MRI. It was then that doctors informed Matt and his wife that Morgan had suffered severe brain hypoxia and would never be normal again. When Megan came out of her coma, she was unable to even lift her head. She needed a feeding tube and only came off a tube and a vent with difficulty. Matt and his wife were told that Megan would never talk, that she would never walk, that she would never show emotion, she would never eat by mouth. They were basically told just take care of her until she's dead, which was expected to be soon. That was 9 years ago. Megan is still alive. Matt and his wife have made a heroic effort raising their daughter and attempting to improve the quality of her life. And still to this day, doctors will not admit that it was the DTaP shot that set all of this off. Matt says differently, and he joins us now with more. Matt, thank you so much for being here. We're so sorry for what happened to your daughter.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So you came to the conclusion that this was the DTaP shot. How did you arrive at that conclusion?
Well, it took, you know, a lot of research, talking to people a little bit with some other doctors who were willing to talk about it, a neurologist who helped us out through this journey to begin with, who wasn't from America, was from a different country, but works here. So, you know, that's basically where our journey started. And then just, you know, again, just reading and researching and then, of course, finding out about the inserts that are in those shots that people don't read.
Have you come to the conclusion now that these big pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna et al. Are just here for a profit and control, and that really vaccines of all types have been harming us for a very long time, and that they know about it?
Yeah, absolutely a conclusion. Yes, that is definitely our conclusion. No shots will ever touch either one of our kids again.
Yeah, I regret it myself. You know, I was never a vaccine skeptic before. We are programmed to trust people wearing a white lab coat and that pharmaceutical companies are here to take care of us and that these vaccines will prevent us from getting all types of things that aren't even contracted here in the United States, by and large. And so I actually regret my kids having the childhood vaccine. And now the CDC has moved to add the COVID bioweapon shot, despite a record smashing number of deaths and injuries attributed to it. We now know that there's no threshold for death because these aren't adverse events or side effects. These are intended consequences. They're adding this to the child vaccine schedule. How dangerous is this?
Well, it's extremely dangerous, especially to the uninformed parent, you know, who has just trusted their pediatrician to do what is right for their kid. Yeah, I mean, it's appalling how dangerous it is. And how uninformed even the doctors are. You know, a lot of them don't even know how a vaccine is built or constructed. And the dangerous chemicals, just the preservative, thimerosal, you know, is extremely dangerous and toxic at high levels, and they're totally unaware.
Yeah. And look, I'm not going to group all doctors and nurses together here, and so I don't want anybody to feel like that. But I will say that I would guess that we're talking about certainly in the 90th percentile, maybe even higher, 95% of doctors are in this group where they just blindly trust the programming and brainwashing that they got in their liberal medical schools, you know, that is meant and designed only to enrich and empower the medical industrial complex. These hospitals and clinics are for-profit businesses. These pharmaceutical companies hand over these edicts to the federal government. They have lobbyists with billions and billions of dollars at their disposal to go to Congress and get all kinds of fake immunity shields and all of these things. And then these are just relentlessly pushed on us by doctors who absolutely do see vaccine injured people, but will never say anything, because to go against these mandates and to go against the CDC recommended, FDA approved, medical industrial complex narrative would be career suicide for them, because once they actually realize that, now they hold sway over these people, bribery material, really. We will take your license away if you speak out against this.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. And you know, a lot of their funding, their salary comes from signing agreements with the pharmaceutical companies. And you know, that's disturbing in and of itself.
It's a conflict of interest, 100%. And it's, I'll take it even absolutely a step further. It's 100% criminal what they're doing to kids.
Yes.
They know, the pharmaceutical companies, at least at minimum, know. Doctors also can't turn their heads away from the injured patients that they are seeing. And so with the forethought, with knowledge, with intent, they are harming, maiming, handicapping, incapacitating, and murdering our children every single day. Millions and millions of these shots enter the bodies and the bloodstreams of our children every single day. 9 years ago, you were essentially told to become a hospice dad, that your daughter was going to go home and she was going to die and just keep her comfortable. 9 years later, she's still alive. What do you attribute that to?
Well, dedication, just not believing their narrative. And I mean, there were plenty of signs from Megan that that wasn't the case. You know, just little giggles here and there when they told us she wasn't going to be able to do that. They were told that, you know, she had part of her brain that was injured was her swallowing mechanism. And they said that was why she was going to be on a feeding tube. My wife just didn't believe that, kept breastfeeding her with practice. And, you know, eventually she got it. I mean, it was just pure heart and determination by all of us, including Megan. And again, a lot of research and, you know, just not buying into their negativity that they were pushing, staying positive, having a really good positive outlook and support of each other.
Well, there's no doubt that after this happens in your own family, especially to a man's daughter, that you've done a lot of research into these shots, these so-called vaccines that are on the CDC recommended schedule. I'm sure that you've seen that there has been an exponential amount of injections that have been added to this childhood vaccine list to enrich and empower the pharmaceutical companies who now hold the intellectual property for the DOD and all kinds of other things, trying to take control of us, trying to hide behind a fake immunity shield that they don't have. These people are absolutely criminally accountable. Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, all of them are to be held to account and will be held to account. We're going to have meetings with AGs and sheriffs as it relates to the bioweapon that they've recently unleashed. But what have you found in the way of these other shots? And what would you tell people who are considering this, getting their child, you know, updated on their boosters and regular vaccines when they're born and so on and so forth?
I would tell people to read, you know, find out what's in these shots, find out exactly how they're constructed, that they're meant to break the blood-brain barrier. They're not just staying localized like they tell you wherever the shot is given, the leg, the shoulder, wherever. They are being spread around the entire body, and they're, you know, they have toxic heavy metals in them, aluminum, mercury, and all those things are suppressing your immune system, which I think is a vicious circle. They're doing it on purpose to keep you sick, to keep you in the pharmaceutical giant circle that they have created.
Yeah, if this shot causes this person to have dementia, we have a treatment for that also. If this shot causes this baby to, in their adulthood, develop an aggressive cancer, we have poison for that as well. Just to keep you in need of the medical industrial complex's care and the pharmaceutical industrial complex's care to continue to pump you full of these shots. They do not care if you experience a miserable life or a slow and painful death so long as it continues to enrich and empower them. I am 100% on board with the anti-vax train. Never thought I would. Thought those people were crazy before. I am different than a lot of people because I think with an open mind. I critically think on my own, which seems to have gone to the wayside here in this country, which is why we're raising a nation full of pussies, to be quite frank. For what you have done.
Totally agree.
For what you have done with your daughter and now continuing to fight, even at work on your lunch break, taking the time with us, we appreciate it. Thank you, Matt. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
If you don't sleep well, you've probably used melatonin. If your kids don't sleep well, you've probably given them melatonin. Well, it's natural. It's fine. Your body produces it on its own anyways. Well, the problem with supplementing with melatonin is that over time, your body builds up a resistance to melatonin. And then eventually it works less and less. And then ultimately it doesn't work at all. So falling asleep is more difficult. Staying asleep is even harder. You wake up early in the middle of the night. You don't get the rest that you deserve. Thank God Bioptimizers has come up with a scientific formula to help you sleep better throughout the night and get that REM sleep that you need. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. The folks at Bioptimizers have done it again. They know how important sleep is to our body's overall function. You should check it out. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So many great shows across the Stu Peters Network. Each day, do not miss In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels. That airs at 1 p.m. Eastern. Also, every Tuesday and Thursday, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. Make sure that you don't miss one single episode with Deanna. And coming up next, after today's Stu Peters show, don't miss the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. We'll be back same time, same place, right here tomorrow. Until then, God bless.